Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, hey, Rick Adams. Right now, Rick Adams is on the air, right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And, well, tonight we're waiting to make contact with Dr. Kasim Khalil, who, of course, is in Europe, and he is writing an e-book about Dr. Ron Paul. And what a coincidence, huh? What timing, huh? How fascinating. The book, by the way, Wrongly Blamed, we're going to make an offer right now, before we get him on. 3 copies of his first edition of the book, Wrongly Blamed, for the ridiculous price of $25 plus $5 media mail shipping here in the United States with delivery confirmation. And those of you who have access to the Internet, you are PayPal subscribers, can go to PayPal tonight, PayPal, and order your 3 copies for $30 total by sending your money. Send money to, it says right there on PayPal, to rick458@cox.net. That's all you have to do. rick458@cox.net. And we will process the order for you. Take advantage of the offer. Wrongly Blamed. Who really carried out the 9/11 attacks, the London bombings, and the bombings across the world, for that matter? The so-called Al-Qaeda people? Or was it the Mossad and the State of Israel? Well, we know now from the evidence amassed all over the media, and particularly compartmentalized in his book, Wrongly Blamed, that in fact the Mossad not only had advanced knowledge of 9/11, but in fact had advanced planning for 9/11. We now have enough testimony, enough facts amassed to point the finger squarely at the State of Israel and the Mossad and the CIA, since they own the CIA. And yet not a word in the establishment-controlled media. The people who control the CIA are the same ones who control largely the so-called corporate media. Now, let me give you this. For starters, before we connect with Dr. Kasim Khalil, Ron Paul comes up short in New Hampshire. New York Times by Michael Falcone. This was updated on MSNBC just an hour ago, ladies and gentlemen. Now listen to the way the story reads. Concord, New Hampshire, in a state that many people considered his best possibility or opportunity to match his strong fundraising with enough votes to shake up the Republican race, Representative Ron Paul came up short on Tuesday. Despite what seemed like a solid pairing of Mr. Paul's libertarian leanings and New Hampshire's live-free-or-die ideals embodied in its independent voting bloc, he placed 5th, the same as in Iowa, and 2,000 votes behind Rudolph Giuliani. In his speech on Tuesday night, Mr. Paul indicated that his unorthodox internet-driven campaign would continue. "There's really no reason for us to be letting up," he told several hundred supporters. "It's really only the beginning." Exit polls showed that Mr. Paul took 18% of the Republican votes from people younger than 30 in New Hampshire, a demographic reflected in the crowd on Tuesday night. It included many college students and others. How do you like that? Ladies and gentlemen, what a snow job from the New York Times, didn't we tell you? We'll be back, Dr. Kasim Khalil. I'm Rick Adams, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Get your copies of the book now. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Hi, heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
Oh, well. Oh, my. That's the question. And before we say hello to Dr. K, just this story from the New York Times and the MSNBC log tonight. The story, of course, of how he's raised so much money and apparently is coming in fifth in all the races. Well, this is the typical back of the hand of the establishment press to try to make it look as if that the people have rejected his message, when in fact, even by exit polling, clearly Ron Paul has resonated amongst voters. The problem is the voters and their votes are not being counted. Now, the New York Times, of course, didn't say that in the article, but they referred to the millions of dollars that Ron Paul has spent now, about $3 million on television, radio, and direct mail advertising in New Hampshire alone. And he's planning to spend more millions, perhaps, in South Carolina and Nevada. And that vote, of course, is coming up just another week or so. So, ladies and gentlemen, against that, we look at the various reports coming to me today from various individuals. D.V. Kidd, of course, is at it again in her column, as well as a number of others who are talking primarily about the fact that vote fraud is the culprit in both Iowa and New Hampshire. And I don't think there's any question about that. Let me welcome Dr. Kasem Khalil to the program. Hello, Dr. Khalil.
How are you? I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fine. And you know the topic.
Yesterday, I called a dear friend in the radio talk show business, and she was a bit bubbly about our good friend Dr. Ron Paul, and she has been one of the people who told him to run and so forth years ago. And I said to her, I said, what's the backup plan when they fix the election?
Mm-hmm.
This is about, I'd say, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, you know? And she just had nothing to say. Well, we're just doing everything we can to get the word out. I said, but what kind of a backup plan do we have for RICO and racketeering?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, look, the American people are awful dear to me, and you know, I've done a lot with our friends in the United States. And I've never been negative about anything, and I'm not going to be negative, but unfortunately, we've never had a chance to elect any kind of an official ourselves over the last, 40, 50 years. We've just never had the opportunity to. We've tried. We've gone out there and busted our fannies. People have gone out and voted. But they had it all, you know, this has all been fixed. You know, it kind of goes back a long way. What happened in 1898 was they got tired of Standard Oil and Standard Sugar, and the fact that the elected officials were always doing Rockefeller's bidding.
Mm-hmm.
They would just, whatever Rockefeller dictated and deemed, whether it be pollution of an entire mm-hmm. ocean or a riverway
mm-hmm.
or, you know, monopolization of
yes.
resources or death squads in some, you know, far-off place. The senators and the congressmen voted for that. Well, a rebel senator decided to run against Patrick McCarran in 1898, and he started passing out flyers that said that McCarran was on the take with the Rockefellers. You know what happened 6 years later?
Mm-hmm.
The first voting machine. In other words, people started to say, okay, I'm going to cast my vote against corruption. And John D. Rockefeller had McCarran put in legislation for the first artificial voting machine.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the beginning of the end for the American people. This thing has been a hoax ever since.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt about it.
You have never elected anyone legitimately unless it was hand-counted ballots with you looking. That's it. We're going to talk about how we're going to do it legitimately. But,
we're worse off now than we were 100 years ago in the voting process, and that is a fact that is made more evident by this primary election. You know what's interesting about it? In Iowa now, in 2004, the Iowa caucus was handled by an Israeli-owned company, as a matter of fact, Dr.
Yeah.
K. Elrod.
Right.
Okay, now, we're looking now into this company, LHS, that counted the New Hampshire vote, and Mr.
Right.
John Silvestro, and we're trying to find out exactly what ownership is behind him.
Well,
now, the Israeli...
That's important.
It is important, sure.
The Israeli lobbyist, Susan Estrich, who is a so-called political analyst, Fox.
Right.
Fox said that the elections were fixed. They said it in December
mm-hmm.
In Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Estrich said haughtily, you have to look very carefully when you review the film,
mm-hmm.
when because they kept saying, well, he's not Van Susteren. First of all, Van Susteren said, well, we know he's not going to win, so why not let him debate, maybe have a second debate. But he, you know, and then Susan Estrich said, well, he's not going to win. And then the male commentator said, well, how do you know that? And she said, we'll fix that. We'll fix that one.
Uh-huh. Well, they did.
In other words, she was well aware.
They did fix it. I mean, I don't doubt for a minute here now.
The Council of Foreign Relations decides in advance who will be their person.
Yeah, I don't doubt for a minute. Do you have any doubts in your mind right now that there is widespread voter changing?
In Sutton, New Hampshire.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know that the GOP threw Dr. Paul's votes into the ocean.
They threw them right out in Sutton, New Hampshire.
You know,
can you believe that?
I'm telling you something. They wouldn't have gone to all this effort, because I know I've got 300 pages of a book done on the doctor, unless he won. Hear me, people? It's Dr. Paul won the election. It frightened them, and they did it. They did him out.
They have the absolute means now to rig any election with these machines.
He won. Everything I have investigated is this. The doctor won. They knew he was going to win. It's an anti-war state. They have a 15% approval of George Bush. They have a lot of young people. The polls are all fabricated. You understand who's doing the polls? The military-industrial complex owns all the polling. And that includes the Israeli Defense League. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a doubt. It's not a speculation. It's not a conspiracy.
Yep.
You can check it out yourself.
Yep.
And the voting machines, you're talking about money filtered down from the Rockefeller cartel. You're talking about Carl H. Lindner, the death squad man from mm-hmm. Chiquita Banana,
yeah,
giving hundreds of thousands of dollars for legislation for voting machinery. I mean, it's all under wraps.
And as you just said, D.V. Kidd now in her column today also said, yeah, the Politico.com and other sites have posted Ron Paul received zero votes in the town of Sutton, New Hampshire. A couple of voters stepped forward immediately and said they voted in their town, and they voted for Ron Paul.
That's
started
right.
The ball rolling.
The family voted. Look,
yeah.
I ought to know. I did a survey in New Hampshire, and
yep.
there was another one done by a couple local businesses.
Right.
And Ron Paul won, okay? So we're talking about actually talking to people, not with a push poll, not with, you know, would you do it? If you knew that this guy was against... anybody that took an herb, would you vote for him? No, not that kind of a poll. Just, are you planning to vote for the doctor or somebody else? Or what the local businesses did, they just polled everybody. He won it all. And who else is going to win in New Hampshire? Give me
well,
a
you know, I said that just the other night on the show, Dr. K.
He's ever done.
You know, I brought it out.
On the last two debates, and he came out with this, I want to stay for 100 years. Are the young people in the, New Hampshire ignorant?
Hey, this is not Minnesota. This is not Northern Cal. This is not, this is not Timbuktu, upper New York. This is not, some liberal bastion in New Jersey. This is New Hampshire.
And
this is the state where Ron Paul is married to.
And then there was an investigator that went into the meeting and said, hey, you know, how could Giuliani be ahead of Dr. Paul in Iowa? And within 15 minutes on national TV, people saw like you see in a train station, how it goes on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
His Giuliani's vote suddenly went down, 3,000.
Well, and look at who went up.
From Giuliani.
Look at who went up. Look, our buddy McCain.
Oh, McCain. Oh,
Mr. Fraud himself.
Yeah, that's a fabrication, kind of a spit in your face, you anti-war people. Look who we're going to position. And the same is true with Clinton.
The devil himself.
How's that?
The devil himself, John McCain, son of Cain.
Well, that's... Definite.
Good Lord, have mercy. Here it is, right before your very eyes.
The main contributor is Hillary Clinton. In other words, you know, when he gives 2,300 and he gives another 2,300, the main suction for him is
Hey,
Hillary.
Listen, Dr. K, I was reading the Jerusalem Post. I've been reading the Jewish press. And all I saw within the last 2 to 3 weeks was all of a sudden we're going to put our chestnuts in John McCain's campaign. Now, all of a sudden... John McCain comes up in the polls.
Right.
All of a sudden, he wins these primaries. All of a sudden, he's the man. He receives
reason,
all of the newspaper endorsements that he can garner.
Another reason. They know that Huckabee and Mitt Romney have broken some laws.
Mm-hmm.
So they're distancing themselves from them in case the New Hampshire Attorney General finds culpability in the Huckabee. And they will find culpability in the Huckabee camp. Whether they'll do anything or not is another thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Romney, they may, but obviously it's well known that there could be a criminal action taken against these individuals because they've, committed some very suspect campaign policies.
Indeed.
At these push polls that they've conducted.
Well, we have a break coming right up. We have a call or two we'll take to Dr. K. We're giving away we're not giving away tonight.
Almost.
We will this week, but we're giving away books, you might as well say, with the offer we've made. Three books for $25 plus $5 media mail shipping to rick458@cox.net on PayPal tonight. We'll be back with Dr. K, Wrongly Blamed is the book, and Ron Paul is coming up.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
Well, hey, 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects of this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. To claim your supply as an RBM listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb, one word, .com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. Or you can dial 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. 327-0365. All right, we're back with Dr. K now, and Dr. Kasim Khalil is with us, and I got to take a phone call, Doc, in the midst of all this. Let's do it. 800-313-9443 is the number.
Yeah.
All righty?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes, of course.
All right, let's go right to the phone. Joe in Texas. Hello, you're on with Dr. K.
Hello, Brother Rick.
Hey, Joe, where have you been?
I've been down on the border, brother.
Oh, I thought so. How's it going?
A belated Happy New Year to you and Dr. K. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Absolutely. How you doing, Joe? Good to talk to you.
I just heard that he got 30% of the vote in that town, Dr. K and Rick. He got 30% of those votes.
In Sutton, Sutton, New Hampshire.
In Sutton?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, in Sutton, look, here's what happened. They scrambled all the results to put McCain in power, okay?
Right.
Because for some reason they've decided that McCain, particularly because of the scandalous campaign actions of Huckabee and Romney, any minute now the attorney general could come. For sure one of those two people, is in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so to distance themselves from them, they decided on McCain. Now, and Hillary Clinton was also decided on over Obama because of her favoritism towards Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's all scrambled. Actually, what happened was they caught them because the GOP gets such big money from everybody, they're compromised. So the GOP said, it was a mistake, but they put in 31 votes, which is about 8%. So it's really 450 votes in that town. Okay.
Right.
Now it was only so. You know, my calculations are that the doctor got 33% of the vote. Okay. That means he really had about 150 of those votes.
Right. Exactly.
But it's severely, severely threatening to the powers to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were frightened, and they already know how to do this. They've been doing it for so long. So, no, unfortunately, it wasn't 30%. But, I can tell you about some of the local businesses that polled their customers. Dr. Paul won those polls. Now, that's different than the polls from a phone. These are people who, which of these people are you going to vote for?
Yeah, and, the other thing I find, Dr. K. and Rick, is the ad school that I saw the other night on the CNN media.
Yep.
Where everybody in the background had Ron Paul supports, and every newscaster,
I have to add to what you're saying because I'm writing a book. Can I add to what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to try to get my computer to take me up to the front page, but let me tell you something. There are pundits, Republican experts in New Hampshire. They live there.
Yes, sir.
And they did interviews in November, and they were talking about candidates, and one of them was making fun of Ron Paul, and he said, "Wait a minute, Ron Paul's going to win by a landslide." Go to Bedford County. Everywhere there isn't even a Mitt Romney sign in the whole county. Virtually, there aren't any McCain signs. Everything's Ron Paul in that county. I mean, there were whole districts, whole sections, whole counties.
Well, we've come a long way since the 90s when Pat Buchanan did that very thing in New Hampshire, you remember?
Absolutely.
And now we have the touchscreen voting machines. We have Debo.
That has been now proven that there were people placed to defraud him. And this, of course, happened with George Bush and his favor. And of course, it's been
2000
proven.
And up, yep, absolutely.
There are two people in prison from Ohio, now they're talking about a vote count. Let me add to this, Joe.
Yes,
you
sir.
Can't do a recount. It's the same corrupt people doing the recount.
Exactly.
We have to move on. We have to go, we have to prosecute that.
Well,
to move on and, go ahead.
Go ahead, Joe. I don't want to interrupt you.
It was just the theatrical part of it when you have everybody in the background, Dr. K and Rick, with Ron Paul signed supporters, and not even a word is given, and they quoted, quote-unquote, the majority caucus, And then you have all these supporters that are Ron Paul behind there, and not a word's given to him by any of those reporters.
Well, you see what they did tonight with this story I just read to you. This was a planted story. From
that's
the New York Times. Now, what they're doing is giving him the back of the hand. This is the pierre de resistance. They're saying, hey, you people out there, forget Ron Paul. He's a nice guy. He's all these things. But look, he's come up short. He doesn't have a chance. Support McCain. Support McCain over Hillary. You don't want Hillary, do you? And vice versa. It's the same con game all over again.
But you know what, Brother Rick?
Clear indicator.
Yeah. Okay, hang on, Joe. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, Dr. K. I'll let you finish when we come right back, all righty? We'll do that, and we'll do it in 3 minutes right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support RBN. Come to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
All right, Radio Avengers back, fellow Eloy. And Joe, you're still on the line. We'll let you wrap up, and Dr. K as well. Go ahead, Joe.
Yes, Rick, all I wanted to say is, I want to Scripture says that God will use the foolish things mm-hmm. to confound the wisdom of the wise.
Wise, yes.
It's true.
And that media, thinks they're wise. And, you know, he's using foolish things, and I don't believe Ron Paul's through yet, brother.
No, and neither are we.
No, not through yet. And remember, Dr. Paul's a fighter. He was a state champion in 400 meters, 100-yard dash. He was a fast guy. Mm-hmm. Still rides his bike. And when somebody like Susan Estrich, who's an Israeli dual national lobbyist,
yes.
and says that haughtily, "Oh, don't worry about that. We've got that fixed. He won't win." Mm-hmm. And she's not talking about the media. She's mm-hmm. talking about the fixed vote.
Mm-hmm.
Well, amen.
You can see the 666 all over her if you want to. You have to go on YouTube and put in
definitely, bro.
Fox and Susan Estrich, Des Moines maybe. It happened in Des Moines with Greta Van Susteren.
Hey, thanks for the call, Brother Joe. We got to move along now. God bless you.
Rick, and hey, keep up the good fight and keep the voice up. And thank
we
you,
do.
Dr. K,
amen. That. All right. 1-800-313-9443. Dr. K is with me from Europe. Kasim Khalil, he is working on the ebook. And by the way, those of you who order the books tonight on through PayPal from me, the three books for $25 plus $5 shipping, will receive, I guess, will take down your email, and you can leave it with our producer, Amanda. And we can advance them a copy of that, right?
Yeah, you know, you can never, ever do, that we'll do, but you can never, ever do this offer again because it cost about $10 to ship that. So,
I know that.
To get the word out, you're going
to... Well, we're giving away. We are literally giving away these books to get the word out.
Promise. So people take advantage of that.
That's right.
And I think you're doing something with 40... dollars if they get, I don't know how many books for that. I guess it's but I think the three, was it, how many for 25 are you doing?
Three for 25 for
Three for 25 plus $5, $30. That's it. And anybody that does that really should send an additional 10 for your shortwave.
That's fine. That's if they don't. We understand, you know, people are hurting. So, but we appreciate just the fact that the word is getting out, too.
Yeah.
And we won't turn down any extra donations, no.
Well, I mean, right. we can all go to the Mahdi Army's, that's probably the best video showing explosive charges. I mean, there are a lot of good ones, but it's the most really overpowering one. And I don't know how they got those shots. It's so beautiful to show the horror. But that one, if you can find it, would be YouTube, Mahdi Army, M-A-H-D-I-A-R-M-Y.
Sure.
Very, very well done, showing the definite explosive charges. Boom, 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 boom. That we should spread that around as well. Because that's the most terroristic thing in the world, to commit terror. Blame it on somebody else, disguise the criminals so they can continue then to commit further terror. That's the biggest terror.
Don't tell blame
it now. Same with the elections. We can't allow the entity to terrorize South Carolina, to terrorize Nevada, to terrorize Michigan.
Yeah.
There has to be a curtain of love, a force field of power and love.
The word that we're getting out now is certain to enrage many more hundreds of thousands of Americans, the fact that
they
know
the
system is corrupt.
Dr. Paul. He won that election. I know a lot of people won't be that brave, but I can tell you he did. And nobody's going to contest me on this.
I won't contest you.
You know, he had the most vote. There's no
I wouldn't
way
be
McCain
surprised.
Could win. He can't talk. He stumbles on the stage. He's a warmonger, and the young people know that. It was fudged results. They took Dr. Paul's votes, stuffed them in the who knows what it is section and the McCain section, and that's the way it is. The only way we're going to stop it is by some tactics I've come up with for the next time. Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's take another call or two. Phil from Texas first, and then Ernie will be next. Hello, Phil.
Hi, how you doing? I found something on YouTube that I want everybody to take a look at, and it's under the title, Is This Fraud? An individual came up with an Associated Press printing of the vote tallies, and on the top it has all the candidates' names, and then on the left it gives all the counties, and what it shows is, as I said, it was an Associated Press release.
Oh, okay.
And what it shows is Dr. Paul's totals all the way down county by county with John McCain right next to him. And it's unbelievable the votes that Dr. Paul got. But when you get to the very bottom, when they get to the percentages of the vote, they're switched where they give McCain the 37% and Paul gets the 8%. But as you look up the columns, you see that Paul...
That's probably what they did. I said he'd score 33 to 35.
They switched.
He could have done 37.
Some people need to go to that.
You know,
see that
their
and
software
download
available
it.
To switch the vote. Now you have to tell us where to find that.
This go to YouTube and it's under Is This Fraud? And it's an Associated Press release. And what it has is, like I said, you have Dr. Paul's name. and you have his all his votes county by county. I'm looking at one right now where
I was just on it, YouTube, but unfortunately
shows,
it blared.
It shows
the speakers
298
were too loud
for Paul, mm-hmm. and right next to him McCain is zero.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to the very bottom, if you add all these votes
yep.
up, numbers don't match. They switched them. They switched the totals on the bottom.
Well,
I mean,
that's what, you know, you're the detective of the hour.
People need to go
that,
go and download
exactly
this.
That's what's happened, my friend.
And
let
the
me
individual,
give you the final. I'm sorry.
And the individual that posted this on YouTube did call the Boston Globe and asked them if this was correct. And they said, yes, this has been verified, and these are the total results. Well, apparently what they didn't do, they forgot to switch the numbers.
Yeah, and now you can't find that Boston Globe. It's been taken off.
Yes, but this video is on YouTube.
Well, I've got one right in front of me now, caller.
Yes.
It says, YouTube rigged U.S. elections exposed. Play video. Is that the one?
No, you go to YouTube and under search.
It says, is this fraud? It's on there. I know it's. I can find it. It's
is
in,
this
like you
fraud?
Said, is this fraud?
Oh, okay.
YouTube. Yeah.
Is
yeah.
this fraud? All right.
And
now,
it was just
now,
posted
now,
about 8 hours
caller?
Ago. Phil. Phil, I'm from I'm from Texas.
Okay.
His name is Phil.
Did you say your name is Dennis?
Phil.
Oh, Phil. Phil, also, go to confirm what you're saying. Go to the YouTube posting that deals with Clinton Curtis. Clinton
uh-huh.
Curtis is the programmer that admitted, Clinton E. Curtis,
mm-hmm.
that Congressman Feeney
yeah.
asked him, now can you make us a software that will switch the vote? See? In other
mm-hmm.
words, if my candidate is
right,
at 49%,
right, that's Feeney, Tom Feeney, right.
Tom Feeney.
Yep.
And it's no doubt about it, and he testified under oath. So if we match what you have with the Clinton E. Curtis of Florida with his testimony in Ohio
mm-hmm.
in 2004 on YouTube, then we have it.
Well, as I said, I did go to Boston.com, and I cannot find that press
no,
release.
No, it's gone. I tried earlier to confirm this very thing because I had
yes.
already posted on a Ron Paul site that Dr. Paul, I posted this at 4 in the morning yesterday, that Dr. Paul got 35% of the vote. I went out with my neck out. He got 35% of the vote minimum.
Well,
and
he won that election. He won that election,
man.
Yes.
And
here's the other thing.
No, I think
even
you're right.
If,
I think McCain came in at 8. I didn't think of that part. It's a good piece.
Well, even the percentages don't add up. If they screwed this one up royally. Even their percentages
McCain
are off.
McCain probably came in less than 8.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at votes where McCain got 1, 0, 11, 0, 0. I mean, and you look at Paul's votes, and he's like 298, 115, 239, 520.
I called a dozen health food stores, Phil, about, I don't know, the day before and then the day before that. And this is the kind of thing I got. Oh, yeah, well, we're already voting for Dr. Paul, and I'm getting my wife and my kids. And I got this guy over here. I'll send him the email, and he'll send it to 100 people. You know, who else has got that kind of thing going anywhere? In this
well, everyone, go to YouTube, and it, like I said, it's under their search engine, type, is this fraud?
Okay,
and
good. Don't forget one more thing.
Dr. Paul was on
the Jay Leno show.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes.
That's going to spike the ratings. I mean, that's going to spike the result for him. It did for Huckabee, but they cleaned him out.
Well, I mean, they need to do something. He needs to speak out. They need to do a recount.
I mean, yeah, trying to get a hold of them is impossible.
There needs to be marching in New Hampshire.
The recount won't do any good. They will defraud you on the recount.
It has to be a paper trail, though.
It has to be RICO and racketeering against the perpetrators, but
mm-hmm.
what has to be done is to protect South Carolina and Nevada. You have to have video cameras. These exit polls are also fabricated. The people have to do an exit poll. As they exit,
mm-hmm.
you get your clipboards, get a white
coat
on,
yeah.
you know, and call yourself the vote fraud office.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. and you ask them, they'll be happy to tell you. You video camera them.
Yes.
You get a digital camera. You get a receipt. It's your right to have a receipt. If every Ron Paul voter in New Hampshire would have gotten a receipt, we'd be having a lot of fun right now. Okay?
Well, before they even pull, maybe even pull this from YouTube, I suggest people start downloading this.
I don't know how to download anything, a turtle.
Well,
but you guys download it
and
send
it
to
it.
Me. I'm Dr. Oregano at AOL. Send me everything. I'm right. I've already got the doctor's book done, but, you know, almost. Dr. Oregano at AOL.com.
Well, this would be great for you.
If the CIA wants to send me something, just don't send me any viruses. I've got oil of oregano. If you send it to me, I'll kill the virus.
All right. Hey, Phil, we got to move along. I thank you for the call. Thank you for your contribution. Excellent points, Doctor.
Very good. Phil's analyzed that. You know, that's the little bit of Achilles. That's the secret link he mentioned.
Absolutely.
I'll put that in the book.
Ernie in Virginia has something he wants to contribute now. Hello, Ernie.
Well, hi, Rick, and hello, Dr. K.
Hi, Ernie.
This fraud is just over the top, and it's only going to get worse when they go to South Carolina, because they use the same voting machines that are banned in other states, the touchstone screen voting.
Well, those are the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the ones in Ohio that led to fraud. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they're even worse than the Diebold machines that were exposed in Hacking Democracy 2 years ago, which were used in New Hampshire yesterday to manage 81% of the primary ballots. When I was watching TV and the shows tonight, there was a lot of discussion about what happened to the survey results, the pre-election survey results, and mm-hmm. we need to get that right. You know, how did Obama lose? And the Rasmussen that had predicted Ron Paul with 14% on Friday said today that, for the most part, the Republican outcome was exactly in step with their survey results.
Yeah.
But Obama, they had him leading by 7, and then Clinton wins by 3. They got to go back and study what happened. And because, you know, maybe they can improve on their survey, their pre-election survey process. But well,
you
we
know,
should be.
They don't know that we're smarter than them.
Oh, I know. But what
and,
we.
Go ahead.
But with the money that Dr. Paul has, and he should calmly do this. He should ask for an audit, even though you're right. They're going to still be able to get away with this because you won't be able to catch them in the act. The extent of the fraud is so massive here and so manipulated, and if Phil can send the YouTube session or text or whatever the file
is, I'll send it to Rand Paul.
Right.
You know, anything you send to me that's good, I'll forward it to his son, Rand Paul.
I'm trying to reach him last day or so. It's been almost impossible. The calls they're getting, the same
secretary.
Kinds of questions are coming up. They're looking in every direction as to what they can do. As you point out, we've got South Carolina coming up. We've got these other prime, Nevada, and we have to consider the money that's being spent.
Let me address our friend here. The attorney general is, I think, at a heightened interest because of the push-pull. So one should do this in the criminal fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the money, and I think Dr. Paul's very smart.
Yes.
So he's probably taking a look at his options.
Has
on Jay
to, has
Leno,
to,
when
has
Jay
to.
Said, well, he said, well, what do I sue for? Is it the fair and balanced? So he's thinking this through. I'm sure his campaign is infiltrated.
Well, it's not just for him. It's for the whole process. That's
the whole
point.
Processes.
Yeah.
But you're right. Some kind of action. It's a perfect time to take legal action because it's a criminal act. RICO and racketeering. Also, they did this to him in Iowa.
Exactly.
As you know,
we have a pattern
when
here.
The private investigator went into the Iowa post-caucus meeting and said, what's this Giuliani vote? The television, within 15 minutes, the Secret Service there must have called the networks, and the networks dropped off all of those Giuliani votes, sucked out 3,000 votes from Linn County, where nobody even knows. I had 5 people in precincts in Linn County, and Giuliani got 0 or 1 in those precincts. There were 120 people, 50 people, 70 people. Giuliani gets 0. What do you expect in Iowa?
Right.
So it's massive.
Well,
but it's not so massive, really, because you have 48 states left. Where it gets massive They were hoping to push this through. They were advancing the votes forward, you know, the dates forward, but it can't happen. There's too many of us, all right? We can take 50,000 Ron Paul supporters and park them in South Carolina. I'll go, yeah? We're going to put a stop to it.
But we should take advantage of what happened to Obama, too, because he beat Clinton, and it was rigged. When you look at the dipole votes versus the hand count, Obama loses to Clinton. She gets seven more points. Romney wins big, too, with this dipole vote versus the hand count. When you look at those numbers, and you see the manipulation going on between the machine and the hand count, and then when you see, like, the town that you mentioned, no votes for Ron Paul, then later there's an omission. I think there was another town, Greenville.
Greenville. And,
right.
You know, the sad thing is that the GOP's on the take. Rupert Murdoch gave the GOP about $300,000. Of course, you know, the death squad, Lindner, in Cincinnati has coughed up hundreds of thousands of dollars to the GOP in Ohio, and you saw what happened there.
Yeah.
So that's why the people don't... Well, you know, I thought the people, the polls were very nice. Well, you can't trust...
Hey, we got a break, though, gentlemen. We're backed up here, and thank you, Ernie, for your call. We'll stay on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, we got a couple of minutes break here. We'll try to squeeze in another call or two. We've got a few. Rick Adams, Dr. K, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Spread the word.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Okay. Okay, not much time, Dr. K, but we have a few calls, so are you willing to take a couple of more comments or suggestions? Let's do it. All right, how about quickly, Byron in Canada first. Hello, Byron.
Hi. Hey, I'll be real quick. How come they can't go and take a few of these districts or precincts or whatever they're called with the money he's got in his campaign fund? Why can't he just do a direct phone call? Like, some of them has only got 200 or 300 voters.
Well,
why can't they do a direct phone call?
That's the only, you know, Byron, the only thing you could do is actually interview everybody. Because if you go to the counties, they've already taken the votes, fudged off what they don't want, and put them in as a county total.
So but that's what I'm saying. Why don't they phone them? They've got quite a bit of money. Why don't they just actually phone these precincts and see what see if they get what the people voted?
But if the GOP's involved, which obviously it is, if individuals have infiltrated, the only way is to go. There's only two things you can do. You can go directly to the individual, okay? And that's what happened in Sutton. The individual said, wait a minute, we voted. That's the only
thing. But that's what I'm trying to say, Dr. K. Why don't they do a phone, get 15, 20 people, pick out some of these at random, and just phone each individual in that precinct and see how they voted.
Absolutely, Byron. That's the secret. Well said.
Hey, anyway, I just wanted to say, I phoned Paul's office, and I was kind of giving him heck for being not very aggressive. And one girl...
I hate to say it, they have to be careful, or it'll come off and backfire. It's better for him to be a victim right now.
Well, I tell you what, you guys should see a video where Dr., I don't know if it's Laura Graham, or is that her name?
Oh, that,
from Fox News.
Was tough with her, though, I thought.
Oh, my God, he tore her a new butthole, as far as I'm concerned.
He's doing the right thing. The guy's smart. We just have to, he needs us. He wouldn't be here where he is if it wasn't for us. He needs more of us, then he'll win.
All right. All right.
Thank you, Byron. Let's take Paris in Illinois now, quickly, Paris.
Hello?
Yes, Paris, you're on.
Yeah, I got a question here. This makes me very mad. Can we redo this whole thing? And he basically came out first place. He won. Can't we change this now?
South Carolina, we have to attack South Carolina, Nevada, Michigan, get everybody to get a receipt for their vote, get them out there with video cameras and digital cameras, have them camp and park, surround the place with humans.
Yeah, we have to. This is so important. And what is the YouTube video that is...
And I haven't found it, so hopefully he'll send it to me, but it's YouTube, then it's Is This Fraud? And apparently it was Associated Press. You might put that in. YouTube semicolon, Is This Fraud? Semicolon, Associated Press.
Yeah, we don't have time now. We'll do it.
For people to preserve that.
Yes, absolutely.
And you must send it to me if you find it.
Send it to Dr. K at Dr. Oregano. Right now, how is that spelled? D-R
just
period?
D-R Oregano.
No period, just D-R Oregano.
At AOL.com.
Right, that's important. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Paris. We've got to move along. We all share your frustration and angst. Let's see if we can squeeze in Meat Dog Mike in Maryland. Hello, Meat Dog Mike.
Hey, it's a great show, great guest. I only have one question. Are the people in New Hampshire and Iowa going to take this line down? Are we and they going to write those two elections off, or, you know?
Okay,
no,
we'll pursue that.
New Hampshire's in an elevated position. They're not going to take it. But Iowa's going to be a little tougher.
Hey, we'll be pursuing it. We got a break, though. We're out of time, gentlemen. Dr. K, wonderful show as usual. We're going to talk again next week, right?
Yep, bye. You bet.
All right, brother. Good night. Keep up the good work. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will see you tomorrow night, Lord willing, with more news. Stay tuned for more. Stay with the Republic Broadcasting Network for more good talk. Good night.
Since 19... 19-